No matter what the newspaper says, no matter what's going on in Washington, we can stake our lives on God's promises because he is not man that he should lie.
No matter what, can't we always rely on God's promises? Today on the Lighthouse Report, Sheila Walsh discusses why she knows that this is true.
I have learned the one thing in life that we can count on when everything else falls is the Word of God. And I love the fact that in the Old Testament, the word that we translate as promise for God actually doesn't mean promise. We use two words, debar and omer, in the Hebrew, and they mean to say or to speak, which simply says if God says something, if God speaks, that's as good as it gets. So I love to really dwell on the promises of God, because no matter what the newspaper says, no matter what's going on in Washington, we can stake our lives on God's promises because he is not man that he should lie.
And Sheila shares a psalm that has really resonated with her.
One of the things I love is Psalm 27, verse 1, where it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" I love the words that Christ spoke to the disciples. He knew what was ahead. They did not. They were still expecting a Messiah who would ride into Jerusalem in victory. Christ knew that the way to victory was going to come through the cross. But he said to them, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. For the peace that the world gives to work, circumstances have to change. For the peace that Christ offers to be effective in our life, circumstances don't have to change. He offers it right where we are."
Now that is a promise we can hold on to. No matter what your circumstances might be, look to God as your source for peace and comfort today. I'm Steve Douglas.